All right, it is the invasion. Donnie, it's a wife swap day, so Matt McLaren, I'm here. Corby Davidson is in, so it's Matt and Corby today, because Donnie is in for you with the hard line this afternoon.
Yes.
Because you are going to hang out with Swedish women.
Yeah, and Japanese women.
True.
Yes.
Maybe get a massage.
We'll take either. That's stereotypical.
Why, because of the Swedish massage thing?
Yeah, it is.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. Now I'm the bad guy now.
Yep, that worked well. Right off the bat. Excellent. That's funny your brain went there because mine went Swedish massage.
I know. Well, we'll work both sides of it. Yes.
That's all right. I understand.
The Japan-Sweden game starts at 6. I believe this will be the only game that I'm going to. And I could not turn it down. And so we've done the wife swap. And I'm pretty stoked. We'll get into it later on, I know. But this is a very, very meaningful game. It's not like the third game of a group game that doesn't mean anything. I mean, this is like a win and you're in type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's serious.
It is
so
very serious.
It'll be a good vibe at the very least down there.
I hope so. It's been really, really cool to see all the different countries coming through. Of course, Japanese people had been here before because Japan played, the first match?
Yes.
But the Swedes have not been here yet. So this is their first exposure coming through DFW and that whole thing.
I know. And I have one friend who is literally from Sweden.
Really?
Like, huge Swedish accent, all of it. And so when I found out I was going to the game, I'm like, dude, I want to go with you. Let's carpool together and let's do this. And he goes, I'm going to be in Sweden during this game.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, no! How can you miss this? Like, a World Cup game. You moved here from Sweden. Your country is playing in our town and you're going to be in Sweden.
It's pretty wild.
I know.
I saw a group of Swedes when I was leaving the station yesterday, oddly enough.
Oh, they're down here in mass.
Yeah, down on the corner. There had to be 10 of them. I don't know if there was somebody in particular that stopped and was looking at them, but they were all chanting and doing whatever Sweden chant there is.
So we were leaving. Our remote yesterday was down here in the same area, Hooters, in Weston. And so we were leaving, and all of the Swedish dudes are rolling in. And you know what? They're the Swedish dudes because they're all wearing their
in the blue and yellow
kits, yeah.
Which is those are kick-ass colors.
And I was thinking, because you know we have a lot of places like Hooters around town.
Yeah.
Do those places exist in like the Scandinavian countries? Is that a thing over there? I've never been to Sweden or Switzerland or anything like that. Or do they roll in here and they're like, "What is this?"
Like, wow. Or is it to them because they have the Swedish women just walking around everywhere. They don't even realize that there's anything different.
Oh, they realize.
Hooters specifically has locations in the UK, Germany, and Switzerland. So they got a Euro division.
So they're aware at least.
Yeah.
They're in their neighboring buddies of Switzerland.
I don't know if those are also transitioning to a family restaurant like they are here, but
I would imagine
I hope
that
not.
Style of restaurant is popular amongst men in any place in the world.
You think?
Yeah, we're all the same. We are all the same.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Regardless of wherever you go.
But if they roll in here and they are looking up like because there's like 10 different ones here, I don't know if they have that variety over there. It may just be the homogenized one, you know.
Yeah. And I do wonder, because some of them here are more scantily clad than others. I wonder if they go to that level of place.
Like the one in Grapevine that we've been to before and done a remote. The Rowdy Cowboy.
Yes, yeah. Rowdy Cowboy.
Yeah.
And then you got tight ends up there in the Frisco area.
Right. What's Bone Daddies? Is that still around?
Yeah, there's a Bone Daddies still around.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, of course.
Okay, been swamped?
I'm sure they have. They got all... Look, that's a great place to watch games.
I mean all of them. Have they all been swamped?
I'm sure they have, yes.
Just based on the fact that all these people are rolling in and like, what is going on?
American food and American women.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. Incredible. Look at these. These appetizers are amazing. There used to be a place called Bikinis where they all just wore bikinis.
Well, that would make sense.
You know what I'm talking about? That was repetitive.
No way.
And then Redneck Heaven.
There's a place called Shorts where they all wore shorts.
No way. Have you guys been to Hats? I think they all wear hats.
Yeah, hats.
God, we would love Hats.
We would love Hats.
I would love to go to a place called Hats.
There's a place called Bikinis where they all wear bikinis.
Well, they did. It was very, very name appropriate, I think, on that one.
Oh, my God. I went to Ball Gags, and you know what they had on?
The waitress comes up to you. She's like,
they had fairy wings on, right? That's what it was?
Hey, now.
They've got a drool bucket because it just creates so much.
If you've like never, a trough on their neck?
If you've never experienced
like, would
that.
Gimps be a good place to go to? Like, would that be
part of the awesome, area?
Wait, is it employed by Gimps, or are they wearing Gimps?
Yeah, where they'd have to unzip their face
like a backpack
to talk to you.
Yeah, they're all wearing the Gimp outfit.
They come up to you and it's like...
They're all chained
would you like to order?
They're all chained to the ceiling on like, these pulleys and levers and stuff. Yeah, I'm into Gimps.
That was clean. That was excellent. Good to know.
Can I say that this morning, so obviously we're all in our little routines, right?
Like you learned something about ours today.
Yeah, and it's the first time that I've done this show in particular since the Musers took the hour off.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I'm like, well, I got lots of time in the morning. You don't have any time in the morning.
No.
Like, I woke up at 6:30. You guys were texting already. And I was like, okay, well, I need to go. I want to go to the gym before. I don't have time afterwards because going to the soccer game.
Gym.
So then, like, I'm at the gym and I'm like, I've got no time because I already told my wife I would come home and walk the dogs, too. And then, so I do all these things.
Uh-oh.
Walk the dogs, and I realize as I'm out with the dogs, I'm like, I have to get back right now. Because at that point, I looked at my phone and put in maps how long it's going to take to get to work. And then in my head, I'm like, rush hour.
Yeah, welcome to it.
Because before this show, whether it was 10 to noon or 10 to 1 or whatever,
you missed
the worst
part of it.
All of it.
Yeah, now.
You missed all of it, and now you're right in the middle of it.
It's much worse.
That's the biggest shift.
It's
not the hour. It's when the hour actually is.
Yeah, it's a lot. It can be a lot, and if you don't want to take the tolls, the express every single day and pay an unbelievable amount of money, it's like Travis was telling you earlier, because I live up in Denton County. I mean, it could be, I can get home from here in the afternoon in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But on the way here, I think the fastest I ever got here is like 40-something minutes. And then there's been times where it took an hour and 15 minutes.
So do you take the tolls?
Sometimes I have to.
Yeah.
Like I just, you look at it and you go, okay, I don't have a choice.
Like, and there are multiple, like if you're on the main road on 35, are there multiple ways, like entrances to get on the toll? So if you're in like the normal 35 traffic.
Yeah.
And you skip the first entrance. Is there always one within the next mile or so?
No, if you're coming out of Denton County from where I live, there's one in Louisville, and then the next one that you can jump in on. There's one up by my house, like in Lake Dallas. There's one that I can get on if I need to. There's another one in Louisville, and the final one you can take is right there where it dumps out for Bush and 121, where it runs 35 merges with all that. If you don't get in it there, then you can't get in it.
Yeah.
And so that's where a lot of the times to avoid it, I try to be like, okay, I won't take the tolls until I get to that spot. And then if it's bad, then I'll just jump in right there. And that way I'm not spending like 10 bucks. I'm only spending 5 or 6.
Yeah. Do you know what you're spending? Do you have any idea?
It depends. I would say it's hard to gauge it because sometimes like yesterday when I came up here, because they had 35 South was completely shut down because of a wreck, I had to take the toll.
Yeah.
And then the price was so jacked up because that was, if you were going to downtown yesterday and you were north of Louisville, you did not have a choice. You had to take the toll, the express. So everybody was in it.
Yeah.
So then that gets backed up. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say just because living up there, I mean, I get on Bush a lot to go places or 121. So it's hard to say how much I would be spending if I was only using the 35 toll, the express lane.
So that is like one of the biggest issues I have with the woman that lives in my house for a nominal fee, which is nothing. And that is if she has somewhere to go with the kids, and both my kids are driving now, so it used to be a lot different. But even yesterday, she had to go to Fort Worth with one of my kids. And she was like, well, I'm no matter what, she's like, I'm taking the toll the whole way. No matter what, I don't even want to deal with the other road because it'll just take me forever.
But it won't.
And I'm like, but what if it's not crowded?
Right.
I don't want to take that chance. And I'm like, but it's just, it's like, I mean, it doesn't exist. The money that we pay for tolls doesn't exist because
You're
we
right.
don't see it.
You're correct.
But it does exist, and
right.
it makes me crazy. Like, I will not get on the 635 toll unless I absolutely have
right.
to. Right?
Yep.
Where she is just like, well, I'm not getting on that other road.
That's
a dumb road.
If I took the toll from 35, like up where I live in Denton County, down here every day, because it dumps you out right there like at Royal on 35, where you merge with 635. That's the last. Well, I mean, technically, I guess if you wanted to, you could go up. If I did that, so if I went where I could get on it by my house and took it all the way down past Loop 12, I'd be spending, man, that would be, trying to think, because you're doing, that'd be minimum $40 a week. So you'd be
yeah.
looking at, what is that, $200 a month?
Hundreds
or more?
Of dollars a month.
Yeah.
Which I guarantee you.
Just on 35. That's not ever getting on Bush or 120 or any of the other toll roads.
Yeah.
That's just going to work would be over $200 a month.
Yeah. And I guarantee you people do that regularly. Do people get, this may be a stupid question, but since I'm not in the world of business, I don't know the answer. Can you, cause your company pay for that?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Yeah. Which is what I think with the 18-wheelers you see in the express lanes. Their company's got to be paying. That should be illegal also, by the way. They should get pulled over. That should not be allowed for 18-wheelers to drive in the express lane.
I agree. It's way too dangerous.
It's ridiculous. It's express for us.
So what do you think? If there's a guy that lives in Denton County and he works in downtown Dallas or somewhere in the Dallas area and he has to come to his office every single day, what? Let's say that, I don't know, there's 100 people that do that. How many of them get that expensed?
That's a good question.
All? Half?
You would,
some?
You would have to, man. You would have to get that expense because that would be...
But what if your company's like, why do you live out there? Why don't you just move down here?
Maybe. Or what if they're so valuable to the company, they go... I live up there because that's where my wife wants to live. My kid, we love the schools. And if you want me to work here, you're going to pay for my tolls. Like, all right, $400 a month.
Or how about the guy that's not in the corner office that also has to make that drive?
Right.
Because, like, the exec probably can work that into his deal, but employee ABC, that's not happening.
Yeah, they ain't doing that.
No, and then you decide, which is what I do up there. There is probably a day a week where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take it. Like, if I'm running behind, I just can't risk it, and then I have to take it. But I try not to... Every day. I try to just deal with the traffic, and I leave early enough to where I give myself about an hour buffer before I start to freak out.
Even for me, in the city limits, coming down here to, you know, the American Airlines Center area, I hate getting on the toll. Because in my head, it's so stupid, because I don't, what is it, 45 cents for me from Walnut Hill, Walnut Hill to, you know, the end of it there. But in my head, I'm like, this seems like such a waste right now.
It does.
It's like my grandpa, dude, we would go, he lived in Oklahoma, and they built a tollway that cut off 45 minutes to his house. 45 minutes. So when he would drive down, we're like, are you taking the tollway? And he's like, you think I'm paying a quarter to drive?
Jeez. And now
or whatever it was, 50 cents.
God, I would pay... If the toll only costs like five, dude, if I could drive down here every day and take the express and it cost me $20 a week, I would gladly pay that.
Yeah. No, it's expensive.
But that's what it is.